life.
Gentlemen, our meeting has gone live this Tuesday, September 6th. We are in the preliminary study meeting for the County Commission, and very shortly we'll have public comment as well. This is that time of our meeting that we go through all the different agenda items to make sure that we're ready for the meeting during the day. With that,
you may begin. I know they got it because they got a phone call about it.
You did? I have. That's from a reporter.
From a reporter. I didn't have any comments, but...
What? Sort of under the radar. That's interesting, isn't it? No person would be... Oh, he's on it.
I didn't know you sent it. No, I read it. I didn't know you had sent it yet.
Actually, following that question as to whether or not I had, I said that I would. You been through these, Dan?
Yeah.
Either of you gentlemen attending the depositions tomorrow?
I have it on my calendar. Is that 9 o'clock?
Yeah, the request from the council was that we be there. I'm going to do my best to go. Okay.
I need to look through that, yeah, whenever you're done.
Okay. And I have time. These will take 10 seconds. I'm going to take these over to Mr. Finley.
Down the fort.
Okay.
You need to come in, ask Colin something real fast. You want a cup of coffee?
No.
Okay.
You?
No, thanks. Good. All right.
Still got cattle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many head you got?
Oh, cows and calves both got 120.
Oh, boy, that's...
Yeah. And then my son's got 30, and we run them together, you know. So, makes pretty good. Eat a lot of grass.
The fall cleanup dates is correct, right? 30th and 1st, that's what we said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think 2 years ago we said one thing and they posted another, that's right.
Right, and we had to do it again.
Lovely. These are good. You saw those. There's only a few changes on those. That's wonderful.
Oh. You got to read that code prior to?
Yeah.
Ron, you can feel that one.
It's an organization. Older Adults Community Action Corporation, I believe, is what it stands for.
Mountain Country Homes of Hope, they give out food, I guess.
They were created literally decades ago, that particular entity, to work with the older adults throughout in a given community. They're in, I think, every county, and our regional headquarters office is in Springfield for that organization. Well, it says 829. It just now beeped in.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand this. They've been experimenting down in the IT where they talk about how much the budget's left per line item, okay? It's saying, that can't be right, it's $1,190,000.
Yeah. What's, say that again?
Well, they're supposed to be starting to put down how much we budgeted, how much they've used against the budget, and how much is remaining. It's saying we've used that much in this department. I know it's wrong.
Yes, it is.
But it's not been that much at all.
Look at the beginning balance.
Yeah.
Zero. No, I don't look for it.
It's in here, supposedly.
Well, I put my bias.
Isn't it?
I even looked in the register and it listed two smaller bills for that.
It was in there?
I didn't see it in there.
And take care of the problem.
I asked Helen.
Dan, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you walk that microphone over to Bob? That way he wouldn't have to get up.
Yeah.
I can get over there.
No, bring it over, Bob.
No big deal. We have it now.
I know what that's like. Believe me.
I asked Helen to pray since I was so sleepy today. I took it upon myself to delegate.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah. I thought I'd jump in today. No.
Gosh, I'll call Helen to stop.
This could be
this lightning. And I want to move, by the way.
Throw a couple more seeds.
I just want to get grounded. The guy's sitting on the wood, please, over there.
You ever listen to that old, and it was a record back then, Bill Cosby record. No one.
I listen to some
Cosby. He's out working here. Noah.
No, I never heard that one.
Who is it? This is God.
I never heard that.
That is, oh, it was, you've heard.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. That, well, God. Who's gonna clean that mess up?
You are Noah. Oh, excuse me.
I do not find it in there.
I don't either.
Look at the summary of bills. It's up front.
I looked through that. It wasn't there.
Not there.
Of course, this can't be all of them, though, because there's more bills in here. I'm going to go ask that question real fast. Give me 1 minute here.
Okay, as soon as Jim gets back, Bob, we'll do public comments.
I didn't see it.
That's what she used to be told.
Phone's on vibrate here.
It's silent.
Thank you. Gentlemen, let's move to public comment. And we have Bob Shantz with us this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
And feel free to begin, sir.
All right. As you gentlemen know, I always try to figure out how to save money and how what we should do to save money. Last week, I came over here to the Senior Tax Board. They're setting their levy. They have several items on there, and then there was an article in the Resident Independent Senior Tax Board sets levy for this 2012 budget. But there's a few things that I mentioned it to them, and they said, well, that's what they asked for. In that budget, they're giving the Branson Arts Council, here it says $47.50, and I think in the paper it said $5,000 for next year, because some of those people want to know how to do painting. That is not part of our tax money to teach old folks how to paint. Then there's also something in this new part of the budget. They put, it was either $20,000 or $25,000 to show old folks how to operate computers so they can email their children. Here's how you email your children. You buy a book of stamps for $8.80 with Ronald Reagan on it, and you mail them a letter. It's not anybody's responsibility to take care of teaching older folks how to operate computers. And again, I was told, well, that's what they requested. Well, if that's what they requested, I don't get Meals on Wheels because I live too far out of town. I can't get a ride to the doctor or the hospital because I'm too far out of town, but I'm paying for this here. Well, if I'm paying for it and I don't want art lessons and I don't want to know how to run a computer, can they get me a piano? I want piano lessons. I mean, what's the difference? It occupies people. Well, I've got a lot of time on my hand. I want to be on YouTube as a 75-year-old guy who knows how to play the piano finally. I'll even write a song about Taney County. So, you know, I don't know how we stop this here. And I will be honest with you, there is one person who, when I called looking and they told me I was too far out of town, another woman came up to me and said, well, Bob, you call me at home. I'll get you somebody. No, I don't want special treatment from the senior board, whatever. I don't want any special treatment. But I'm worrying about, you know, Betty Bubble Butt or Philly Bojangles who calls up and they're not known in town. They need some help and they don't get it. But we're going to teach people how to draw and how to operate computers. So that's my gratitude. I don't know what we do. I don't know what can be done. It was submitted to you and it said you approved it. Do we have to approve that? Do we stop it? Or do I just go out and file a lawsuit? Because when the original deal was trying to be passed, those folks ran all over the county saying that you'll get food, you'll get Meals on Wheels, and you'll get light housekeeping. Okay, 2 months ago, I was in worse shape than I am today. I called up, I said, hey, I'd like a little housekeeping. Okay, here's what you do. Call Oxford Home and Healthcare. It's $17.50 an hour with a minimum of 3 hours. But they had promised to give light housekeeping and Meals on Wheels, and I'm not getting it. And I'm a smart shopper. Yesterday I went to Jubilee, spent $18.66, but I saved $20.05. So, you know, if I can do it on my stuff, the county can do it and the seniors can do it. So I don't know what we do. You people can't comment on it, but I don't know if you can help in any way to stop this giving lessons up for computer and for art lessons, and let's get the food and the medical help to the people who need it. So, and I don't know, I'll give you a couple of weeks, and if not, then I'll just file a lawsuit, try to stop the whole of that last election. So, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that, but it seems that's the only way to do it. So, the other thing that I, as a public comment, last week I received a phone call from a guy who says his name is Omar Banks. He wanted me first to go and get a money order for $99, then he dropped down to $80. I talked to Jimmy Russell. Jimmy did return my call in a few hours, and he said the phone goes to Belize. Don't send him anything. Well, the guy kept calling me. He gave me a name of an attorney in Pomona, California, where it had to be sent to. So, Jimmy says he can't do anything, so I called the FBI. The FBI said, no, that's not our deal. Call the Federal Trade Commission of Washington. Here's their 800 number. Federal Trade Commission told me, no, call your Missouri Attorney General. I spoke to a young lady by the name of Donna. And they just say, hang up. Well, I'd like to just let it be known, and I got a call at 7:15 this morning from another guy. He's wanting $550. He wants me to go to Walgreens or Walmart and get a green, some sort of a green greeting or something with serial numbers on it, scratch off, and it'll be sent to him. I said, well, you're in town. I'm in a motel. I've got your Mercedes, and I got your $500,000. I said, well, when you come to my house, I'll just give him. No. You got to do this first. But I'm smart enough not to send him the money, but I'd like to let you gentlemen know to put an all-points bulletin or something. If they're calling people up wanting money, don't send it. Just don't send it. So that's about it.
Thank you, Bob.
You're quite welcome.
And you're right, our policy is not to respond to public comment. However, your last bit of information, as far as I'm concerned, could be considered a public announcement, and people should be aware that are within the community that there are those that are making the telephone calls right now trying to solicit funds from our people within the county, and that...
Right. I've got it on a tape recorder. I have to run from upstairs downstairs, turn on a recorder. This morning I was in the bathroom, and I'm talking to the guy. I turned it on. I've got it taped. I called the TV station in Springfield. No return. I mean, you know, we have to let the people know that there are thieves out there, and they're picking on our pockets. So, thank you, gentlemen. And I guess I'll check with you in a few weeks to see what happens with the senior thing. And if not, then I'll just have to move forward.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Thank you, Nikki.
Ron wanted to see that.
What?
This is the letter. This is what was sent out. There was no attachment to it. That was it.
You sent this whole thing to it?
Okay. Okay. It all went out.
When was there a
letter?
That's what I was asking. Should we put it on top of that sentence?
Phone call. Huge call.
Let's have the auditor's office create an invoice to go with, but have it come from the auditor's office. Is that all right?
That's all right.
Yeah.
Morning, Helen. Gentlemen, it's 9 a.m. I'd like to call to order this session of the Taney County Commission. This Tuesday, September 6, 2011. And I'd like to call on Helen Soutie to offer the opening prayer.
Our precious Heavenly Fathers, we come to you today to give you thanks for all that you do, for all that you've done, for your loving kindness. We pray right now, Lord, for guidance. We pray for mercy. We pray, Lord, that you would bless those in need. Father, again, we just ask that you be in our midst today. Help all that we say and do be in your will. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentlemen, we need to bring up our previous county commission meeting minutes.
Motion for approval of 8:29 and 8:30 with correction.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve previous county commission meeting minutes of 8:29 and 8:30 with corrections. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve checks 325-793 through 325-867, warrants 5475, 5476, and 77.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 325-793 through 325-859 and 325-860 through 325-867 and warrants 5475, 5476, and 5477. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Journal entries, transfers?
There is none.
Then let's move to the bid opening and award of plat cabinets.
Good morning, gentlemen. In regards to the bid for the plat cabinet, I have received four sealed responses, and the first one I'm going to open is from Spectra Associates in New York.
You said Spectra?
Correct.
How you spell that?
S-P-E-C-T-R-A.
Thank you.
Spectra. They have bid a price for the cabinet of $6,154. With a freight and inside delivery charge of $435, total cost to the county $6,589. 6589.00.
Ron, for the record, can you tell us what this cabinet is and for which department?
Yes, it's for the recorder's office. For plats.
Okay.
Kind of a unique type of a cabinet. The second one I'm opening is from P.F. Pettibone. That's P-E-T-T-I-B-O-N-E and Company. And they are out of McHenry, Illinois. Their price for the cabinet is $5,920.10. That's 5920.10. Freight and inside delivery, $350. For a total cost to the county of $6,270.10. The third one that we received was from Henry M. Atkins Company in Clinton, Missouri. Their price for the cabinet alone is $6,710 even, 6710.0. Price for freight and inside delivery is $320 for a total cost to the county of 7,000 and $30, 7030.0.
Question for technical question here, real quick. It has anything to do with the bids on our agenda, Nikki? At 1:30, it says update executive session, and that's with the sewer district, correct? And that's here. For the following meeting, we leave here and we go upstairs.
Correct.
Can we put notification on the door that the sewer district will? They're continuing their meeting here, right? So that we'll be meeting upstairs and. Thank you.
The last bid that we received on this is from Alkin Swoyer in Springfield. The price for the cabinet alone on this bid form is $7,238 even, 7238.00. Freight and inside delivery, $355, for a total cost of the county of $7,593 even. So, it looks like Pettibone out of McHenry, Illinois, is the lowest bid on that, and I would ask the commission to give me an hour or so to check with Mr. Dixon to make sure, and I think we can award this pretty easily.
Motion to postpone to a definite time of 9. You're going to be back here at 9:30, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's only 30 minutes. Is that enough time?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's just do it at 9, about 9:55 at the end of the meeting.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to a definite time of 9:55 a.m. this morning here in this room of the discussion and potential award of the Platt cabinet. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We will see you, sir, at...
I'll be back at 9:30.
9:30.
Thank you.
Let me first. Ron, hold on just a second. We're scheduled to go directly from this computerized temperature control into exec, and he's going to be doing that first. Is that going to be a problem to stop that and go back to the other, or
are we going to exec because of the temperature control, possibly?
Yes.
I see what you're saying. I wasn't aware of that. Okay. It's going to be a simple award, is it not? It should be fine. We'll be out of executive going before we go into executive. Let's do that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I'm just making us aware that it's okay. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
9:55. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Donna, would you like to come up and join us? And good morning. Morning, Travis. Morning, James.
Morning, Nikki.
I'm killing just a couple of moments because press has asked me a couple of times when we have agenda items not to. There are some things individually that come in for. I'm not aware that this is one of them, but.
Gentlemen, have a good weekend.
Mm-hmm. I did.
With the exception of my back going out yesterday, I was in great shape.
I can tell you were in some pain there. Mm.
I was up with my dad and just bent the wrong way. So I was up with my dad. I just bent the wrong way. Doing nothing, really.
You've done that before, just getting out of a car.
Hmm?
Getting out of a car.
That could do it.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move into our next order of business, which is the Code of Ethics Ordinance, which needed to be renewed. Is this on an annual basis, Donna?
No.
And we have asked existing counsel, current counsel, to review, and he has redrafted and brought to us, of which...
Actually, Ron, I think it's every 2 years.
2 years?
I believe.
Donna, would you like to address this for us?
Every year we have to write what's called a code of ethics. The purpose for that is so that we can identify the individuals within the county that need to do a personal financial disclosure to the Missouri ethics. We're required to vote on it and then present it to them within 10 days of the vote. It can be as strict or as loose as the commission would require. There are some mandatory things that are required, like the chief purchasing officer, the chief administrative officer, then any elected official that does $500 transaction with a business that they have ownership of or 10% interest in. I only had one question, and that was on page 6 at the very bottom under section 7.
I've got it. I'll get back.
On page 6, section 7, at the very bottom, subsection number 2, where it says the chief administrative officer. We know who the chief purchasing officer in Cheney County is. Who do you define as the chief administrative officer?
I would say it's the presiding commissioner. Is that not what has been standard?
I found it different ways in the statute, so that's why I wanted it to be clarified.
When you do the short form, who are the two officials that are required to be?
Generally, I'm required to do it, and the presiding commissioner is required,
right,
and the purchasing officer is required. You're certainly the head elected official in our county. I'm not sure if you're the head administrator. And I will say that sometimes that traditionally falls to the county clerk, and that's why I wanted it to be clarified.
How time sensitive is this? When is this supposed to be filed by?
I think it was September the 15th.
15th,
isn't it?
I think it has to be voted on.
And I'm fine.
It's referred to, that same wording is referred in page, only two pages in the document.
And I'm fine either way the commission wants to go. I just like to have it in the minutes so it's a matter of record of who that individual is identified by.
Well, let's work our way through this. We're at subsection 1, correct?
That's on subsection 7, on page 6.
Yes, but under that.
Okay.
Number 1 says, as authorized by section 105.485.4 RSMO, each elected official, so that's every elected official in the county, candidate for elective office, so if you're a candidate, it incorporates you as well. The chief administrative officer, that's redundant. Chief purchasing officer could be redundant. And the general counsel, if employed full-time of Taney County, Missouri. And anyone who's authorized by the county to promulgate rules and regulations in the force of law. That pretty much covers everybody, doesn't it?
Yes, except for generally, only if they do business of $500 or more. $500 per transaction, or you have $5,000 per annum in here. So, for instance, say the sheriff doesn't do any transactions with any company that he owns, he wouldn't have to file under this, even though he's an elected official.
Okay, help me out. Because the way I read Section 7, as it's printed up here, it doesn't exclude anybody because of a spending limit. It includes everyone. Is that not what I'm reading?
Well, if you go on down, I mean, that's describing those that could have to turn it in. And then you go on down in subsection A and B identifies. I'm sorry, is it section A and B? I'm sorry, I didn't type this up. I just read it a few minutes before I came in here.
Well, and my point is, and we can talk to council, but that subsection 1 doesn't really give any latitude. It doesn't say may, it says we shall file. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. So you're saying every elected official then?
I'm saying that I think that's what this says.
Okay.
No, I'm not
well, then,
saying that
then
that's
we
what...
actually don't have to do this.
Pardon?
If the county is going to require every elected official to file a personal financial disclosure form, then we do not have to do the Code of Ethics. The Code of Ethics is designed so that we can limit the number of people who have to do this to a certain number of people that the commission want to have file it, and two, any elected official who does business with the county of $500 per transaction.
Would you do me a favor? Would you compare this to the what we've had in the past? It just maybe I'm reading it wrong.
Well, I mean, the council took what you had supplied and they revised it and gave us this, and I was assuming that it was not too different from what we have been doing. But if we could compare the two so that we know where the changes are.
I'll have to go find it.
I know that.
But I mean, I can tell you this on the RSMO, the one that they're referring to, on subsection 4, it says each official, officer, employer, candidate of any political subdivision describing the subdivision shall be required to file. I mean, it says shall be required. So in the statute, it's saying shall be.
It does, unless you opt to do a code of ethics, and then you can determine the elected officials that are required to do it. You choose. You don't have to do everybody if you do a code of ethics sheet. In that way, you can do the short form instead of the long form, one. And number two, you can also choose the officials that have to do it, and then there's certain ones that have to do it. And I think the presiding commissioner is one. The chief purchasing officer is the second one, and I believe I'm the third person that have to file it, whether we do a transaction or not. Everybody else, all other elected officials, would not be required to do it unless they did a transaction of $500 or more.
And what you're talking about filing is the financial interest statement, right? That the two-pager.
Right, and basically you're not disclosing anything except any companies that you have 10% ownership in, any proprietorship, sole proprietorship, mm-hmm. and whether or not you do transactions with the county, and I think you have to, I believe they have to be separated by each transaction. So basically they just, the officers, we have two that I know of that have businesses that do business with the county, and they go and get reports from the auditor's office.
Would you do us a favor?
Sure.
And check with Missouri Ethics Commission just to make sure that we're doing this correctly and in line with what they want us to do, and then come back and we'll go through that again.
I'd be happy to.
In reading through, and I know you got short notice when this was, I sent it over to you this morning. The rest of it, the verbiage in it, look good? What you're questioning is who?
I thought it was a lot of words for what the document was intended to do.
Okay. But aside from being wordy, you have the content?
That's fine.
I'm sorry. Would you, and I have to agree, would you do that for us and check, and then
sure.
we can have her come back as... Could we find a time to do that, guys?
You think today's, do we want to run anything by the attorney and just repost it for Thursday?
I think we repost
Thursday'd
it.
Thursday would be good.
I have a question here for her to look at. As it says right in this thing that each elected official and even the candidate for the office, and that's in an RSMO.
Mm-hmm. It's in here.
So, I can get you the information that shows the exemptions.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I would like to see the exemptions because that it does not allow for it if you go off of this one particular statement.
Right. And I can get that for you.
We will repost and give you a time certain for Thursday.
And would you like me to be in communication with the attorney about the information I've gathered?
Well, I think go through the... You mean about this?
Right. You wanted me to go and get the information, the statutory information, and contact...
The Ethics Commission. And then bring that to us on Thursday.
And okay.
This may very well be in line, and we're still... It just may be my interpretation of it's not right, but...
Okay.
Is that okay with you, gentlemen?
Fine.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Amendment to Agreement for Engineering Services. This would be the Boys Camp Road project. Hopefully I can interpret this one right this week, right, Travis?
Yeah, basically what this is, Corps of Engineers want us to do wetlands delineation, figure out if we're disturbing too much wetlands. So this is it's an amendment to our contract, and then basically the entire fee, we're hiring a sub-environmental scientist to come in and do wetlands determination.
And then whatever we expend, it's the 50-50, it goes toward the 50%.
They don't count as part of your match, yeah.
More than match.
Yeah.
Motion to approve the amendment to the agreement for engineering services for the Boys Camp Road project.
A second.
It's been a motion made and seconded to approve the amendment for agreement for engineering services for the Boys Camp Road project. Discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. And I'll sign these now, if that's all right, Travis. You want these back? I don't either. I'll do it right here, sir. And if you'll take these to Nikki, I think we have to have, if I'm not mistaken, clerk signature.
Oh, yeah, we're...
And what have I got right here? This is a Tosti. Thank you. Ron, you want to join us up at the table, Mr. Erickson? Mr. Malicote? And our next order of business is computerized temperature control. Mr. Erickson?
Yes, sir. Good morning. When we had the bid opening on this project last week, the commission, y'all had given us some specific instructions to come back today with a breakdown and some answers of various things. And Mr. Malco here has had prepared a document that he sent to you all and myself, and I'll let him explain the gist of it because that's what he's here for.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
As I stated in the letter, it's not uncommon to receive only one bid for a CTC system. I looked back the last 26 jobs, and we had received out of those 26 jobs three other times where we received only one bid. The one instance, the bid was qualified, but it was more than three times the cost per point. And the other two times, the bids were not qualified. They were still higher on a cost per point basis than the EPM's bid. And I checked the last 5 years on a cost per point basis from EPM's bid, and they were $445 per point, and I think your proposal came in at $443. So it wasn't out of line with the last 5 years, even for any inflation that might have gone on. And another point I'd like to make is that the proposal indicated that 90% of their points are manufactured in this country, and then 50% of those parts are manufactured in Missouri, which I like myself, being from Missouri. And then looking at the proposals, I made the recommendation for the entire project, base bid, alternate one, and alternate two. I don't recommend alternate three because it's a maintenance contract. And in EPM's system, your staff is instructed and trained for maintenance. You don't need to call EPM unless they get into a bind. Now, there's maintenance available, but I see very few times on their projects where that they have to come down to a job. Your maintenance staff will be trained on how to replace boards, and the computer is self-diagnosing, so it'll tell you what's wrong. And then I think I explained last time that there's an item I call a happy box, where you plug in the box to the unit being controlled and run it through its paces. So it'll tell you if its controls are mechanical, which is a real nice feature. And the reason I'm recommending all three base bids for a total project is for your energy savings payout. It's going to be the best cost for the money. Any questions beyond that?
Would you go back over what those costs were, sir? Do you have that in front of you?
Here's mm-hmm. the minutes, Ron, if you want to read them over. That's what I just grabbed. So you're saying do not do the maintenance part of any of the subsectors?
Correct.
Okay.
Because your maintenance staff will be trained to do the maintenance. They take ownership of the system. Be the same thing as them changing filters on units.
Right.
Pretty simple.
I was looking at the state of what did you mention about the monitoring, performance monitoring equipment package?
Okay, that will let you know if there are issues with any units that you have.
What do you recommend on that?
I recommend you take that because it will also save you money and some time in getting things repaired if you do have a malfunction. I've also taken the liberty of preparing, and for your review, a sample contract. It's an AIA document. It's pretty standard in the construction industry, and I can leave that here with you to review if you would like to.
Both of you gentlemen are here for
the EPM.
This discussion.
My name is Ben Trout. I'm the one that runs the company. This is Jim Johnson. He runs all the engineers and the installations and service. He's senior engineer. And I would just care if you had any questions that we need to address the company.
We have... When we opened the bids and there was only one bid received, I had requested that Mr. Erickson contact other companies to see why, in fact, there was not any interest. And I appreciate your comments this morning and the history of how that works. But we received a comment that we must discuss, and we will discuss with you because we need to have a couple of answers regarding that particular. It was an email that was sent, Mr. Erickson, or was it a letter?
Email.
It was an email. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I had asked that we possibly go into executive session for that, which apparently we have scheduled at, am I reading this right?
Ten. Up till
10 o'clock.
Is that where we're at right now, Ron? Is probably going to executive discuss then?
Well, in fairness, I don't think that I want to read this email into public session. I want to discuss it and either then cast it aside or not, but I want to discuss it in executive session because of the nature of the comments that were made in it. So we have a few minutes until that 10 o'clock hour because that's the time that we're scheduled for it. I don't believe we can go to that early.
You're going to recess till 9:55 for us to award the...
Well, in the process, why don't we open this up for any questions that any of us have about where we're headed and this particular bid itself. Danny?
I had visited Mr. Monica about the possibility of maybe doing one of the buildings. He's recommending all, mm-hmm. but doing one of the buildings to see how the actual performance of this control would work. I know that we all know that live here in this building that we have lots of different temperature settings on the same day, a lot of different cooling and heat problems that arise here in this building.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I interrupted you.
No, go ahead. I'm just.
I apologize for standing. I'm having some back problems. The payoff, once this were put into place, if all of it was put in place at the same time, what's the amount of time that cost savings would bring us back to ground zero, if you will, or to?
I believe it's between 6 and 8 years is what I calculated.
So currently, obviously, we are, I hate to use the word wasting, but we're spending a lot of money that we shouldn't.
And what is the life of the systems?
Forever.
That's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be here then.
I probably won't either.
I won't either.
You might be, right?
Forever? It's a little long.
So it's somewhere between 6 and 8 years, is that what you said?
Correct. Software can be upgraded if you even changed types of systems. And if they were very similar that you replaced with, there wouldn't be any software change at all. You just reconnect the unit.
Were you involved with the Hollister schools?
Yes, sir.
I've been talking to Debbie a lot about it. So.
Okay.
But this is a similar setup that they had.
It's the same manufacturer of equipment. They have different units than you would have.
Here. Right.
Okay. But they're elated from all accounts that I've heard.
Right.
What's happening there.
I think their savings exceeded what their projections. They're saving a little bit more than they thought they would be saving at this point.
Right. We're going to go down there and look. They installed a new boiler at the high school. And after I get through there, I'm going to go down and check. I think they want to obviously hook back up uh-huh. to the system. So I'm going to go look at that here as soon as I leave.
Is that with this same company?
Yes.
If it's all right, I would put us in recess until 10 a.m.
9:55.
I'm sorry?
9:55.
Excuse me, until 9:55, Mr. Erickson, and we'll address the other bid issue, and then we'll go into executive session at 10. And I would ask that you join us for that executive session, if that's all right with you, gentlemen, to discuss. And then we'll open it back up to continue this discussion. Is that all right? We'll stand in recess until 9:55.